starting a new siman, which is entitled Din Kos Birchas Hamazon. The Mechaber presents three opinions, we'll see which we hold as far as the obligation when it comes to benching, whether or not one needs to bench with a kos. The Mechaber begins with a very strong opinion that says, Yesh omrim shebirchas hamazon te'un a kos afil b'yochid. Says that even if you're all by yourself and there's no one else around and you're about to bench, you still need to bench with a kos, a cup of wine. It says, V'sarach lachzor lav, and not only that, if it's not in front of you, you have to go and try to find a cup. V'lo yochol, you should not eat, im ein lo kos lavarach lav. If there's no kos around, then you should not even have that meal. Im hu matzapa v'efshir shiel lav. Let's say somehow you can get a little later on, then you should postpone your meal until you're able to have a kos of a cup of wine. Then you can begin and finish your meal. Even if you have to spend a lot of time not being able to eat when you really wanted to, you still have to wait. And this, Mr. Brewer says, what's this whole idea in general of this obligation of benching on a kos? So he says, Shibarov habrachos shetiknu chazal tiknu musader al kos. Chazal decided that when it comes to the reciting of various brachos, it's nice that it should be done on a cup. Because this is a respectful way to show the honor that is due to Hashem. That you prepare yourself, that you're not just benching, but rather you have a kos and you're doing it at this time. So it shows a certain level of respect. So as the Pasuk tells us that there is certainly an inyan to praise Hashem with a kos, with a cup of wine. So going back to this first opinion of the Mechaber, which is very strong, when it says that you should not even eat, he says, the way the words of the Mishnah Berurah points out, he says, Kol inyan Havdalah. We know that when it comes to Havdalah, so you're not supposed to eat until you make Havdalah. So it's the same idea. Person shouldn't eat until, this is not talking about on Shabbos or whatever, it's just talking about any day. You're about to go home and eat a meal, you should not do so unless you have a kos. The Mishnah Berurah says, if let's say you're not going to be able to find a cup of wine today, but tomorrow you know you will, mevatel sudas laila v'yamten al kos. Better that you shouldn't eat tonight and wait till the next day where you're able to be able to eat and then bench with a kos, which is obviously an incredibly strong opinion. But it's worthwhile hearing. The Magen Avraham then steps in and disagrees. He says, "The mishum kos beberchas hamazon ein lenoam l'echol v'lo dam l'habdal." Just because a person doesn't have this kos shel bracha, that's not enough of a reason to tell someone that they can't eat, and one should not compare it to habdal. However, according to this strict opinion, the Mechaber then continues and says, "Lafi ze im shnayim ochen yachad." So you're not by yourself, you're with your friend. You went, you ate dinner together, and you washed. So each of you should bench with a kos by themselves. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to this opinion, in the event that you have three in which there's a mezumin, echad mevarach al kos, umotzias kulam kamosh motziam beberchas hazimun. That when this person, the one who's leading the benching, they're able to have the one cup, and therefore it's not necessary for all the people there to have a kos. That's the most stringent, strict opinion. However, the Mechaber then presents a second and third, which may be something which is a little bit more in line to what we paskin like. The Mechaber then continues and says, V'yesh omrim, there are those that say, She'eino te'una kos el v'shlosh. It's not necessary if you're by yourself to bench with a kos. In fact, the Arizal says that you shouldn't. Then when it comes to three, once you have that number, then you have mezumin, so then you could bench with a kos. And then the third and final opinion presented by the Mechaber, V'yesh Omrim, She'eino te'una kos, klal afil b'shlosh. She says you don't need a cup. Even in the event that you have three people, nonetheless, a kosher bracha is not necessary. And the Ramah concludes and says, "Mikol makom, mitzvah minu mukhul varachal kos." which on this the Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzalomid Afu Deazu Sheintun Klal Kos. Even though this last third opinion says having a kos is not necessary, even in the event that you have three, we'll discuss 10 maybe tomorrow. Hainu Sheein Bochiv. It only means that there's not an obligation for you to do so. But everyone will agree, the mitzvah min a mubchor levarach al kos im yeshlo yain beveso. If you do have the ability to be able to make a bracha on a kos, in the event that you have three people, even though this opinion is very lenient, says it's not necessary, but it's just not necessary. However, the mitzvah min a mubchor, the best way to do so, even if you are lenient, is if you do have a kos for one to do so. We'll discuss this more tomorrow.